New research confirms what some may have feared about how the top level of the public service views the public. Researchers surveyed a range of public servants about who they prefer to talk to when developing policies. Most preferred to source their advice from senior public servants, ministerial staff or lobby groups. But Associate Professor Ron Levy from the Australian National University School of Law says the literature shows the public can contribute a lot to the public, to the policy process.
There's a very large literature that shows that if you put a bunch of ordinary citizens in a room together, that they'll be just as well informed as anyone, so long as they have experts guiding them. And the benefit of doing that is that you actually get real ordinary citizens making decisions, bringing their own values and learning from each other and deliberating together. I suppose the more cynical reading of this is that they take away some of the prerogatives of people within the public service to make decisions on their own. But the research that I reported on recently showed that many public servants tend to think that even if you put ordinary citizens through this kind of tried and true deliberative consultative process, then the ordinary citizens still wouldn't deliberate well. So what that shows me is that there seems to be some cynicism about the average citizen's ability to think clearly about policy, no matter how much that citizen is actually helped out.
I suppose most of the way that most people and indeed public servants would get an idea about public views is through the contest in the political arena and through the media. You think that maybe clouds public servants' views about what people actually think?
I think that's a good point, that the media and also, I suppose, certain groups, like if you look back at the same-sex marriage debate not too long ago, there were groups on both sides that were, you know, quite well-funded and would claim to be speaking on behalf of the Australian public. But it was hard to get a sense of what the public really felt. And so the average person in government trying to get a sense just through the media of what we do feel as Australians wouldn't necessarily have had a very good sense of that. So we need some sort of formal way of sort of connecting with the average citizen to find out what they think. And so, you know, if you do that well, then you can actually break through some of that shouting contest in the public sphere.
In Ireland, citizen assemblies precede referendums on important topics like the recent votes on same-sex marriage or abortion. Associate Professor Levy says this method works well.
You have a bunch of ordinary citizens who are highly informed and who spend a long time thinking about what to change in the law. And usually they've seized on some of the most important social issues over which there had been an impasse, things like abortion. And everybody else in the population doesn't necessarily know a great deal about the issue, but they tend to trust that the people in that citizens' assembly or mini-public have actually given them good advice, more than they trust politicians to do that. So yes, I do think that there's a lot of potential here.
The problem or cause might be quite common among people from elite backgrounds.
People who are elite, generally speaking, and that can include people in government who are highly educated and quite powerful, potentially, and also people, generally speaking, who've gone to university and who live in, say, the southeast part of this country, they tend to think that innovations such as deliberative democracy and citizens' assemblies are not such a great idea. And the reasons for that are quite speculative, but one reason seems to be that they simply don't believe that the ordinary citizen can be encouraged to really understand issues well enough.
But this raises a question. Is elitism inherently wrong?
There's nothing wrong with being elite, you know, being well-educated and giving your expertise to the process of governing. I guess what my research is really about is elitism, kind of a phobia in a way, of interacting with people who are not elite. One of the reasons why it's very regrettable is that average citizens actually have a good sense of what the values are that should actually drive our decision-making. And if we assume that we know better, then it's not only undemocratic, but it's also poorly deliberative. It means that we don't have a broad sense of everything that can potentially inform a decision.
Associate Professor Ron Levy from the Australian National University School of Law ending that story.